listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovich with your Pilbara and Kimberley local news. Here's what's making news Wednesday, March 22. We're being urged to protect ourselves against mosquitoes in the Kimberley after the discovery of Japanese encephalitis virus. The disease is transmitted through the bite of an infected mosquito. WA Health's Dr. Yelena Matitovich says there are certain symptoms to look out for.
Sudden onset of fever, headache, nausea, dizziness, and that can progress to confusion, irritability, drowsiness, and encephalitis. So it's really important that people seek urgent medical attention if they experience those symptoms.
The Good Street seawall in Port Hedland is approaching the final stage of construction. The majority of the rock replacement is nearly complete, with the final works due to be completed next month. It's the third seawall project in town, with the others located at Sutherland Street and the West End. Police have welfare concerns for a man missing in Karratha and are urging anyone who sees him to contact authorities. Theodore Cox left Dampier Boat Ramp around 9 o'clock yesterday morning and hasn't been seen since. He was travelling in a white aluminium 4.9-metre boat, registration BU140. In sport, Shane McAdam from Halls Creek has copped a 3-match suspension for his bump on a GWS player at the weekend. Adelaide Crows star McAdam found guilty of careless conduct. It means he'll miss clashes against Richmond, Port Adelaide and Fremantle. And the stage is set for the final of the West Pilbara Women's T20 cricket competition. Pegs Creek will play the Dampier Taverners this weekend. It comes after the Cats went down to the Taverners last night by a single run. The final kicks off at 4 p.m. on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.